I am your friend. If you would have me. As a personal initiator, master, and brother. To befriend me requires simply love. When you are love, I am there within your heart, loving the one or the many whom you offer God's love through your heart. When you are love, the Holy Spirit who models perfect love flows through your aura, your being, and my essence also flows through you. In those moments of conscious appreciation, gratitude, and the grace of God that comes when you are loving and kind and compassionate. When you are love, your own Christ spirit shines brightly and magnetizes my own energy field to you, so that I may add the momentum of my love within your love as a blessing and a boon to all. When you love one another as I have loved you and as I have commanded you, then I am there tangibly in your midst, because you have fulfilled the law of being through this commandment given by the Lord to us all. When you are love, the universe wraps itself around you as a true lover, and anoints you by the Spirit's love to give of your essence the fullness of your own spirit, the richness of your being to the object of your love. Whether you love another life stream, an ascended being, an animal or a pet, a plant, a tree, nature as a whole, the Lord God, or yourself. It is the same godly essence of that which created the universe that moves through your love. For it is this co-creative power that transforms all, that moves all into a new realm of light and beauty, of harmony and grace. If you would have your hearts on fire for love, daily, befriend me and I will befriend you through your loving heart. and the fire of my presence will burn through that which you extend by the grace of your presence through your heart. There is no fire that you will not be able to withstand of love when I am with you, for I have borne all within my heart, and I still loved those who crucified me, those who misrepresented my words or lacked the understanding to know the Son of God within me and within themselves. And the expansiveness of my love yet is here for those who choose to accept it and to nurture themselves in the eternal love fires of God that are present within this love. Yes, I extend the radiance of my heart this day to you, O souls of light, of Baltimore, of New York, and wherever you have hailed from. For you require this love to move through the duration of your life with the integrity of the Spirit and with the blessings of the Almighty shining upon and within you. And I am here as a pole star of love for you to be expressive of that which the Spirit inspires you to deliver to life through your hearts of fire. Through love, you may lead a prayerful life of conscious love with me. Conscious presence, sure knowing, understanding, feeling, intuitive awakening, empowered by the gifts that love presents within your givingness. Yes, blessed ones, lead this life. Lead by your love. As Moria has said to those who would follow their hearts, lead with your hearts through love. Challenge yourself in some way to increase that love daily. Feel the burning. And if you do not, ask for it until you do. Seek it until it is a constant fire and flame that enlivens your life with its eternal essence of joy and presence. You have heard the scripture. Did our hearts not burn within us on the road to Emmaus? Blessed ones, have you sought and found and maintained this constancy of burning within your heart? that is the fire of love of the Christ consciousness. If not, increase the ways of love within your lives. Love something until you can feel that fire. And focus on love until you can instantaneously know that burning feeling within. By your free will choice at any time. You have heard the masters in their fiery heart streams at times say, burn through, burn through, burn through this and that substance or darkness. Well, blessed ones, if you lived fully in the fire of love, there would be no more to burn through, you see, or it all would have been consumed by now, the fire within your heart. And yet we come again and again to re-enfire you. And so I am here. And by now I pray that you will feel your heart burning within your chest because of the love I bear for you as a son or daughter of God in your own right. You have the right to claim your sonship, your daughtership within the one spirit of love. And that claim may be maintained through the fire of love that you bear for all life, for one another, for self and God. Therefore, love until your hearts expand to a new level of love. Day and night seek the Spirit Most Holy to teach you of love in new ways that you had not dreamed even yesterday could be possible for you to realize. Love is the greatest teacher, for it will mold and remold you in your true selfhood, your divinity. God requires the co-creators, empowered by love, to transform this world by their spirits, one with His. Would you be fiery spirits of love for me for the duration of your lives, blessed ones, I ask?
Yes.
Then, watch out, world, for these lovers of God will move heaven and earth through their love. All life will be the beneficiary of their spirits, their holiness, and their inner peace. I am the one whom you have called Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Yeshua, Emmanuel, and now I pray, friend.